The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Coming to you from the heart of Silicon Valley,
this is CUDA Confidential,
the official podcast of the San Jose Barracuda, AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks. Now, here's your host, Nick Nolenberger.
Hey, Barracuda fans, welcome back to CUDA Confidential. I'm Nick Nolenberger. Before the Barracuda season began, we had a chance to catch up with some of the newer members of the team, including Barracuda forward Jimmy Huntington. A year ago, Huntington played four games with the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins before suffering a season-ending knee injury. But the year before, he won a Calder Cup with the Hershey Bears. When he first came out of junior hockey in the QMJHL, the Sharks were one of several teams trying to sign him as an undrafted free agent. He would ultimately sign with Tampa Bay's organization, but many years later, the Sharks would finally court him to sign with their club. Without further ado, here's our conversation with Jimmy Huntington.
All right, Jimmy, welcome to San Jose. How was the first few weeks for you gone here?
It's been great. Great weather, yeah. Nothing to complain about. We have a great team right now. I think we can accomplish something special. You know, we got some good players coming in, some young players, but nothing to complain right now. I love it.
You joke that coming to the Pacific Division is great because you get to fly everywhere. You don't have to be on the bus. But with that, you can't play cards with the fellas on the bus as much. Is that something that you're willing to kind of give up? You won't have to sit on the bus as long?
I mean, we'll still find a way to play cards on the plane, though. I'm a big card player guy. So, obviously we just bus to Bakersfield. Yeah. But I like flying. It's just like, it feels more like the NHL kind of, you know? So I don't mind it. It just, wherever I go, you know?
Well, it's funny, when guys come in and you know they're comfortable right away, you find that out usually when you hear them in the back yelling during the card game. And we had that happen actually during preseason going down to Bakersfield. I think I heard you back there. But that's part of the team camaraderie, spending all those hours with guys, right? And that's how a team is built.
Oh, yeah. Last year I got a big injuries, right? And that, I think that's what I miss the most. Yeah. Being on the road trip with guys coming in, you know, just like talking about everything, playing cards, just like having fun, you know, going out to dinner. So that's what I miss the most. And obviously, but I'm telling you, on the play, we'll find a way to play cards.
You'll find a way. I'm sure you will. What's your go-to game?
It's called 7-on-7 now. So it's a big game that everyone plays. Schnarps. I showed actually on the way over there in Bakersfield in the preseason. I showed all the rookies that game. Now they like it. So we'll see. We'll see what, because we got some older guys coming in. So we got to find maybe like a two games in the bus. We'll see.
Do you pick on the rookies, the guys who maybe don't know the game as well a little bit?
Oh yeah. I'm the commissioner out there, and you don't know the game, you better know the game. Like I explained it to you, like we got to go and like find a way that you got to learn the game quick.
Well, it's twofold, right? Because if you can't play as much, maybe you aren't going to make as much money this year, but you're also not going to lose as much money.
Yeah. I mean, it's not about like the money. It's just about like, you know, having fun. Like I said, connection with the guys who are on the bus. You know, there's some rookies, like they're a little bit shy, you know, so you just invite them, like they get more loose. And now when they're more, you know, in their character kind of, well, you could see it on the ice, you know, they're more part of the team, you know, so that's how I see it. Because when I was a rookie in Syracuse 7 years ago, that's how I got into the team, you know. Actually, I had no seat on the bus.
Wow.
And I had to sit on the cooler. And when you sit on the cooler, well, you got to play cards. And that's how I learned the game. So
that is incredible.
Yeah.
You mentioned you're in your seventh year now. So you've seen a lot. You've been in different stops. You've went into locker rooms where maybe you didn't know anybody, and you have to be confident in who you are to try to break the ice. When you see a young player entering a room where they do seem a little more shy, they're confident on the ice because that's their comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Off the ice, maybe not so much. Is that an important thing to open guys up? Just be confident, be conversational with guys right away.
I think that's the most important thing because, you know, I've been around a little bit, did some teams, been a part of like championship team too. And sometimes that you come in and just like, oh, what I got to do? You just got to be yourself. But it's fun when a veteran comes and grabs you, like, hey, come here. Like, we got to do some stuff, whatever. And they get more comfortable and they're more, they want to be part of it. And now, when you have everyone on the same boat, that's the big thing. If you have guys on another boat, it's like they're not on the same page. That's where it like gets a little bit not what you want. So for me as a veteran role this year, that's how I see it. And that's how I'm going to try to help those young guys coming in.
You're from Laval, Quebec. You play in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. I want to go back to your final season. You're a 20-year-old player. You had 92 points, and it seemed like something unlocked in your game. What switched for you that year? What kind of clicked to allow for you to take your game to that level?
I think I'm just like a kind of like a late boomer, I would say. I was good my first couple of years, but, you know, just an average player playing there up and down, third, fourth line. I had a bigger role in my 19 and 20 years old, obviously. And when coming in at 20 years old, we had a great team in Rimouski. We lost in kind of conference final. But I don't know, being a first line center made me like, okay, I trust myself a little bit more. And that's how I approached when I came in the pro hockey, right? I had difficulty. I was up and down the East Coast coming up, and I kind of find my way there. And now, you know, I can play 12th position. I can play fourth line, first line, whatever they need me to go. That's how I see it. And that's how my role is right now as a pro hockey player. So
when you had that big final season, was that when the scouts started to come around, or were they starting to come around even the year before?
I actually didn't know what was going on. My agent called me one day and he was like, hey, we have contract. Like, we mean a contract. We have an NHL contract. I was like, what? Like, I thought after 20 years old, I would just go to university or whatever, you know, like play for fun. He's like, yeah, like we got a contract from the San Jose Sharks. So I was like, all right, like, you know, and that's when I meet Doug Wilson Jr., his son, and, you know, they like me a lot. And at the end of the day, it turned out I went with Tampa, but it was just fun, you know, because I didn't expect that. And that's, I think that's what made me good at what I was doing in hockey. I wasn't expecting too much, and I just played out there and be myself, so.
I'm sure it makes a big difference for any player, really, frankly, anybody in any sort of field, when you are wanted. And you mentioned the Sharks. They tried to get you out of junior. They tried to get you, as you mentioned to me the other day, they tried to get you last year when you signed at Pittsburgh. And finally, third time's the charm, you end up signing here in San Jose. Why did it feel like the right time for you?
It's a big thing when a team wants you year after year, right? And they follow you and like they want you. And, you know, it was just when I called my agent, I was like, what do you think about that? He's like, man, you got to go. Yeah. Like, you got to go. They wanted you for a long time. Maybe that's where you're going to play in the NHL. Maybe that's your path. I don't know. And yeah, I just made my decision right away. Like it was like 30 minutes in the free agents. I was like, I'm going there. That's how I'm going, heads down. And as now, I'm liking it. So nothing to say.
We're definitely happy to have you here. You mentioned going the college route. You end up getting a pro contract and maybe your mind frame and your goal shifted. When did it shift to the point where NHL was the goal, the dream?
I didn't shift my first couple years pro. I came in, like I said, I'm a late boomer, right? Coming in, we're only two rookies in Syracuse my year, and COVID happened, right? Coming in, it's just like we're battling for 13 and 12 spots. Going up and down, it's tough, it's hard. You know, you got guys being around for a long time, some dads playing, you know? So you try to get your way into it. But when I realized that, like, hey, like, I'm actually a good player, and, like, I could play at some point in the NHL, not, maybe not make a career, but, like, maybe live my life playing the American League or whatever, and it's when I got straight to Milwaukee my third year. When I came there, I was like, oh, I actually can make something out of it. So since then, I've just been leaving some up and down, obviously, in the career. But right now, I'm just focusing on the next day.
So. It's interesting that a trade kind of changed your mind frame in terms of what you could do in the sport. Milwaukee, you get traded there. So from Tampa to Nashville's organization, you end up signing a one-year AHL deal with them, and you're part of a team that goes to the conference finals. Then the next year you sign with Hershey, and you're part of a team that wins a Calder Cup final. How valuable was that for your career to have that type of winning success?
I think it changed everything, basically. I never expect to win. I always wanted to win. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Because I always say the adversity you get, and in the offseason, I'm saying, when the adversity you get from the playoff run, we were 2 months, right, together in the Hershey. It felt like a year. There's so many things happen that, like, you cannot learn from in this season. Like, in this season, you can lose a game. You still live another day. Playoff, you lose a game, might be gone. So that helped me a lot as a man, as a young guys. You know, like, we in Hershey, we had so many older guys over there. Just the young guys learning from other guys because they won the year before, you know. And I was coming out from that conference final against Coachella in Milwaukee. So I learned from there, too. And it's just like, it grows as a person. You feel more confidence after going in the game, you know, like, because you've been put in those situations before. You just feel like, all right, I've been there before.
Yeah.
Or when you've never been there in those situations, you got to live it. And you got to make mistakes, but you got to learn from it and just move on after.
I don't know if you ever grew up playing any baseball, but when a guy's on deck, they usually put a little extra weight on the bat. So when they're swinging it and then they get to the plate, the bat feels light.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel like you almost lightened up a little bit going through that playoff experience, going through the intensity that is playoff hockey? And then you come back around and you're like, I know I can do it. I've been on winning teams and I'm only scratching the surface here.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I came here in Hershey on an A deal, an AHL deal. I thought I would be in and out the lineup, to be honest. But I went in there and they gave me a chance and I took it.
Yeah.
And I grabbed more and more and more. And I'm thankful for this because the coach, Todd Nelson, who's in Pittsburgh right now, gave me a chance. He's like, this guy wants more. I'll give him more and more and more. And I'm really like thankful for this because I don't think my career would have been as good as right now. And that part of this made me, like I said, made me grow as a person. And now it's just like going to a game, right? Like the first game we got in the home opener, it was a little bit, you know, like not as good as we expected, whatever. But it's a build thing. It's not like, okay, we got to be good from the first game. We got to build our season. And type of guy like me who won before, show up the young guys, hey, that's how we do it. You still have a lot of talent out there, but like, you got to need the basic if you want to win, because I believe in winning. That's how you're going to develop the most.
So you win a Calder Cup and you finally signed another NHL contract with Pittsburgh. Unfortunately, it only lasts for 4 games because you end up suffering a season ending knee injury. You've dealt with adversity throughout your career. How was this situation different?
It was really hard. When I heard this, the news, I was like, oh man, like that is, there was a lot of scenario in my head after coming out that championship, like playing in NHL, play a big role in Wolves, but that wasn't one of, like I thought it would happen. I knew I needed surgery because I torn my ACL years ago and I've been playing with an ACL and knew that was like a clock ticking, but not at that point. You always like, you know, live in like, okay, it's gonna tough. It was a lot of adversity mentally. I would say it's more mental than physical, but right now, you know, like it's in the past and I'm just glad because that experience helped me to grow as a man again,
yeah.
You know, because it's not easy to go through that. And you got some guys here, like, you know, that had knee problems and they went through this. And like, I bet they would say the same thing as I'm saying right now. They grow as a man. Yeah. You grow a lot in those situations. So
was there any fear because you had worked so hard to get that NHL deal that you wouldn't get another one?
Yes. Oh, of course. There was fear. I was just like, hey, if whatever happens, happens. If I get an A deal, I'll just start over, you know, like, and just show everyone that what I'm capable of. But, you know, I'm 26, I'm probably 27. There's also the vet rule coming in, you know, like there's a lot of things. So I don't have a lot coming up. I have less hockey to play than I had before. But I'm just glad, you know, like San Jose gave me a deal. And I was like, yeah, like that's the path I got to go. And that's where I'm going. And that's it.
So. Yeah, it seems like it was meant to be. I mean,
yeah.
The fact that they tried to get you coming out of junior, tried to get you 2 years ago. If there was any silver lining in it at all, was it the fact that it happened early in the year allowed you to rehab and get fully healthy for this season?
Yes. I mean, obviously it helps, right? Yeah. Usually an ACL is like, what, 9 months?
Yeah.
I had more than 9 months. Like I played my first real game that counts for something like 11 months after. So I got a couple more months. So they knew that. They knew coming out of free agency, like, hey, I got more. It's not like you get injured and at 9 months you got to go play, because at 9 months I wasn't ready to play. I need more. So I think they knew that. And I don't think it played in their decision. That's my guess. They know the player I am. And I don't think that's going to slow me down.
Well, the great thing, modern science allows for people to not have their careers end when these things happen. So guys come back and they're as healthy as ever. One more question for you before we do let you go. And thank you again for this. What are some things you like to do away from the ring?
Play golf. That's where I'm going right now.
Yes, we can just put that on repeat because every single guy says
says
the same thing. How much are you looking forward to the fact that you can play all year round?
Yeah, I mean, that's nice, you know, but my main focus too, it's playing hockey.
Of course.
You know, like golf is just like a a thing that I like to do. I like to go to the park with my dog too. Yeah. So
what kind of dog do you have?
A golden retriever.
Golden retriever.
Yeah, 2 years old.
I'm sure she's going to enjoy the weather as well.
Oh yeah. He is.
Oh, he. Excuse
me. His name is Maple.
Okay, yeah. Maple. I love it. Maple syrup, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, we're excited to have you, and thank you again for this. Happy that you're healthy, and what a great start for you here with San Jose. But have a great season, a healthy season.
Thank you.
A big thank you to Barracuda Ford, Jimmy Huntington, for joining us on this edition of CUDA Confidential. I'm Nick Nolenberger saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.